on display in the front office, or maybe a kid trying a paper route, or the gas guy who couldn't find the meter. Shaw pulled open another desk drawer and started digging.
Shaw?
He looked up too fast, and his head cracked against the underside of the desk.
Ouch!
His face heated as he extricated himself. North stood in the doorway, shaking his head. Next to him were two young women. Girls, really. Barely out of high school, if Shaw had to guess, although he'd never really been an expert on girls. One was tiny, with light brown skin, dark hair, and a vermilion bindi on her forehead. The other had peroxide blonde hair shorter than North's, and her combat boots put her almost as tall as him. The two girls were holding hands.
"We have clients," North said.
"Awesome,"
Shaw said, but as he stood up, his foot caught on a stack of pages under the desk, and Shaw slipped and fell backward, landing on the floor. He took a moment to clear his head and then looked at the mountain of paperwork that had tripped him up.
"Oh, North, I found the invoices."
North just sighed. 2. The story was simple, although unusual. A bunch of bros was invading a local lesbian bar, the Radio Girls.
"Tune In Tokyo?" Shaw said as they drove east on Gravoy. "That kind of radio?"
In a strip mall parking lot, where neon signs flashed for payday loans and liquor stores, a flock of plastic bags fluttered in the fall breeze, cycloning up against a cart corral and then fluttering back to the ground. Shaw cranked down the Grand Caravan's window. The smell inside the old minivan was worse today, reminding him of mold under a bath mat, and the wind came off the Anheuser-Busch brewery heavy with hops.
"What?"
North was studying the street signs.
"Never mind."
Pari and Chuck, the girls who had hired them to find a way to get the bros out of the bar, were waiting outside Radio Girls when they pulled up. They were still holding hands. Chuck looked about 5 feet taller than Pari with those combat boots, but from the way Pari tugged and Chuck trotted, Shaw guessed the combat boots weren't really giving Chuck much of an advantage.
"Mom's inside," Pari said. "She's really the one you need to talk to."
"And you can stay,"
Chuck said, her voice pleasantly husky.
"Those fuckers will show up tonight. I'll bet on it."
On the outside, Radio Girls didn't look much different from the welding shop on one side or the bike repair shop on the other. Its gravel lot had only a pair of cars in the late afternoon, a Subaru, of course, and a Prius. The only real giveaway was the neon sign that showed a woman's figure, back arched, breasts up, one leg stuttering an on-off kick, and the name of the bar. On a side street off Gravoy, nobody was going to wander here.
"They picked this place on purpose,"
Shaw whispered as he followed North through the door. North nodded. Inside, the dark wood and patched vinyl and splintered parquet dance floor could have come and gone in a million other bars and never been noticed. The touch here, the one that told Shaw this wasn't his scene, was old movie memorabilia. Hollywood starlets mostly, pictures of famous beautiful women in cinema going back to silent films. There were 3 bars, and Shaw found himself wondering if this place did enough business to keep the doors open. Aside from the couple in the corner, a pretty woman just shy of middle age, linen pencil skirt, powder blue cardigan, her companion was much, much younger, with a buzz cut and a Volcom shirt and a chain wallet. Shaw wanted to sigh. The only other occupants were 2 women behind the bar on the other side of the room.
"Not really what I was expecting,"
North muttered, dropping back to walk at Shaw's side.
"More leather? Pictures of busty blondes on Harley Davidsons?"
"Ha ha.
I think you'd be comfortable here. You're just so tough and manly."
Shaw tugged on North's work shirt, the kind a mechanic or gas station attendant might wear, with a patch on the chest that said, "Bud," in a looping script.
"You could probably help them change the oil or something."
"Christ, you're funny.
I think Chuck might be willing to lend you her boots. You guys could swap. Think about it. You could double your wardrobe."
The boots touched a real nerve, and North huffed and pulled ahead, muttering,
"You don't have to be an asshole."